Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1378. With learning today, Lilinishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabaron Zisel. Lilinishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Rafur Shleim Rafol Yeshua Ben Zion Ben Zisel Nacha. Getting back to our malacha of Machatech, measured cutting. Okay, so we are going through some various different examples, ins and outs. We basically have the klolim of what it's all about. So, an interesting question comes up, brings that down the Sefer Shabbos home on page 395, actually from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, in reference to cutting pills or cutting suppositories. Now, as far as cutting pills or even crushing pills, whatever the case might be, that was already something that's ground up, so there's no problem of toichen grinding. It's ein toichen achat toichen. But let's say somebody wants to cut a pill and they want to cut it exactly in half. The person has a pill and they only need half of that pill. Right? In the case in time when one is allowed to take pills on Shabbos or Yom Tov, whatever the case is, but they only need half the pill, so they want to just cut it. But they want to cut it exactly in half. They need exactly half. Or suppositories. They want to cut it exactly in half. They need only half of it. And they mamish want to cut it in half. And they have a mind, they have kavana, they have intention to cut it exactly in half. So it was an interesting question. He brings it down to the Sefer Shabbos home from the Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasam Perik Lamed Gimel, Ois Dalid, actually. And he brings down a few interesting things. It's actually Hilchas Refuah. He goes through, it's really Hilchas Refuah. Just to go through a few things while we're on the subject, some people should keep in mind in reference to pills. So one of the things he brings down, one may crumble a pill and dissolve it in water. Interesting, right? So one may crumble a pill and dissolve it in water. We said as far as teichen goes, it's ein teichen achat teichen. There's no grinding, it was already ground up. As far as mixing it in water, there's no problem. As far as lush, it's water. Not to make a thick solution, but however, he brings down, however, one should not mix the crumbled pill or any other powder with only a small quantity of water, but should make sure it's a thinner solution like this. You don't have a question of lush. Right, okay, so then he brings down, and he brings, he talks about the wrapper. In other words, the wrapper around the pill, that one may tear the wrapper around the pill, but should make sure, give every effort. Again, one may tear the wrapping around the pill, but should make every effort to tear the wrapping only in a place where there's no lettering. Make sure you don't cut into the lettering. I always do mention that you try not to cut into the lettering, as long as it's not a secretion. In other words, I have a place where I could cut or I could tear the wrapper, and it's not going to cut the lettering. If my hand slips, whatever, it is what it is. But as long as it is I could do it without cutting the lettering, and we try not to cut the lettering. Okay, so that's number one. And then he said, then he brings down again, all in Ois Dalet over there in Perik Lamed Gimel, one may cut a pill or a suppository in half, okay, so you could cut the pill in half or you could cut the suppository in half, even if one is particular to cut it in two equal halves, right? We know that sounds like a problem. With the object of using only one half or one half at a time. In other words, I only need half the pill now, right? I have to take, this person has to take that whole pill, but over the course of a day, and now I need half, and later I need half. So I needed exactly the half. So that's what he says. Even if one is particular to cut into the two equal halves, even if one is particular to cut it into two equal halves, I have in mind, my kavana is to cut this pill in two equal halves. My kavana is to use this suppository, cut it into two equal halves. And as we know, that's a problem of machatech, but he brings down that would be okay. So the question is why? So he brings down the Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa that he heard from Shlomo Zalman Arbach Zechat Tzadik Levracha. As for Rasa Yima, he says the Afsha Makbid al Amida. A person is Makbid on the Mida. Their Makbid, their intention is for a specific size. We know that's a problem. We call Makim Malachas Machatech, but the Malacha of Machatech he brings down very important thing that Shaykh is Rak Im Reitzel Ishtamish Achakach Bedavra Achotech. So Reb Shlomo Zalman is saying that the malacha, that is a very important thing, that the malacha of machatech is only shayach if somebody wants to use it afterwards with the amount. In other words, they need that amount to use that amount. They're going to use this item with that amount that they cut, and they need a specific amount. Okay, so then he says, right, I'm going to use it, fine. I cut the pill in half if I want to use the pill. But he says, well, so I'm using it, I'm eating it, I'm swallowing it. No, he says, no, that doesn't count. Not when somebody wants to swallow it, then it's the chashiv kaichel. That's considered like food. Like we said, cutting food is not a problem. right? That's not considered using it. That when we say mechatech, a person is not allowed to have intent to break or cut something down to a specific size, right? It's only if they're going to use it afterwards. They will be using it. So swallowing it, right? Levloya, he says, no, that's not called using it. That's already like food. We know you're allowed to cut food. That's no problem. That's not called using it. Using it, I'm going to be using it. I'll be doing it for something, not when you're going to swallow it. So that's what he says. That's why it's no problem. Then he says another interesting thing, that v'gam psila shereitz lachnisa l'sech guf. Like, let's say a suppository, a person wants to put it into the body, whatever they insert, you insert a suppository, chashav linyin zeh k'eichel, it would also have a din of eichel. It would also fall under the category of eichel, regular food. You'll say, what do you mean? I'm not eating it. But no, still, since it's going into the body and it's a tayelis for the body itself, just like food. So over there it says Reb Shlomo Zalman v'gam psila shereitz lachnisa l'sech haguf choshev linyan zeh ka'eichel. We also have a din of food, and we know by food again there's no problem of machatech. He says a side note over there we should keep in mind. He brings down the Shmir Shabbos Kolchza kol terufa rehi muksa b'shabbos of Yom Tov. That regular medication, we should never need it, but medication for somebody who is not does not need the medication, you know, on a good life, and so for them it's taka muksa. Filu im taima enimar, even if it's not like a bitter type of a medication. One would not be allowed to stop moving around medications unless it's for the tzarech of the chayla. Obviously, if it's a tzarech for the chayla, right, for the sick person, so then one will be allowed to move it. But just stop to move around medications that a person does not need, one has to be careful. They have a din of muksa for the, you know, the other people. Okay, so we'll finish off with that. So with that brings down the. I just wanted to mention that Agav Orach. We're not going into muksa right now, but he just happens to bring it on the spot. So just finishing off on that subject. So the Sefer Shabbos Home Taka brings down on page 395. He goes into the whole arichas on the bottom, but straight up in the English section, cutting pills and suppositories. Lamaisi says one is permitted. One is allowed to cut a pill or suppository in half, even if one is careful to cut it into two halves exactly, right? So one is allowed to cut the pill or the suppository in half, even if one is careful to cut it into two exact halves. In other words, they're going to cut it exactly, you know, I need this and this amount or whatever, I need only half the pill or whatever the case is, and I'm makbid for half the pill. So even though in the cases, because of the reasons that we spoke about, it would be okay, you know, in conjunction with the halachas of muksa, whatever the case is, but the chayla is a chayla, whatever the case is, but for the sick person, they need it. Okay, we'll stop over here. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha, kol tov.